This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I've got on the line Meredith Dearborn of Code Pink and Global Exchange. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Great. Very interested in what is happening in Washington, D.C. with this Troops Home Fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could give us maybe first a little background for folks that wouldn't know and an update on where we're at right now with the fast.
Sure. Well, on July 3rd, about 150 people sat down in front of the White House to eat their last meal before going on a hunger strike against the war in Iraq. Those people included Cindy Sheehan, the famous peace bomb, Dick Gregory, a legendary faster, Diane Wilson, environmental activist, Anne Wright, who's a former diplomat and army colonel who actually resigned her post in protest of the war in Iraq. We also had Jeffrey Millard, an Iraq war veteran, and Raed Jarrar, who's an Iraqi blogger. So we had a large representation of people who are going to go on this hunger strike. We also had hundreds of people from around the country, and in fact, we have over 3,000 people signed up from around the country who are going to be going on a fast. So on July 3rd, we sat down to eat our final meal in front of the White House at about 5 p.m. We held a press conference as well, and then at midnight that night, we all stopped eating. So on July 4th, we had our first day without food, and it is ongoing, so people are today on their third day of the fast. We're going to keep it going throughout the summer. Again, those 3,000 people across the country include big names, too. We have Cindy Sheehan, but we also have Susan Sarandon, Sean Penn, Danny Glover, Dolores Huerta, Alice Walker, a really amazing list of people who have decided that this war is so unjust that they need to put their bodies on the line to stop it. And that list, and in fact a lot of pictures and media and a lot more information, is also available on our website, which is troopshomefast.org.
Okay, troopshomefast.org.
Yep.
Okay, that's pretty nice and simple.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love the title, by the way. It's amazing how folks, particularly, I know myself and many other people are continually impressed with Code Pink and how and the creativity that's being brought to the fore on this. And I like the thing. I don't know if it was who said this, but something about I think it was something Medea Benjamin wrote about that we've been protesting the war kind of half-heartedly, and it's now time to do it wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm quoting the right person, but
Well, I believe we've always been wholehearted, and we've always really had the intention to do our very best and work our very hardest to end this unjust, illegal, and immoral war. But we have also exhausted so many, you know, of the usual tactics that we do feel like it's time to do more. I mean, we've marched, we've held vigils, we've held protests, we've infiltrated the RNC, the Republican National Convention, we've infiltrated the Democratic National Convention, because both of them at this point are voting for the war. We held a 24-hour vigil on Mother's Day in front of the White House this year. We brought six Iraqi women to the United States for International Women's Day to lobby Congress in March and speak to the UN. We feel like we've done everything, but now it's time to really get serious and really bring home the suffering and the pain that the Iraqis and the U.S. soldiers are feeling every day. So that's the idea behind really putting our bodies on the line for peace in this way.
Well, you certainly have some people on board who know hunger strikes.
Yeah.
Some historic events. I mean, Dick Gregory comes to mind, a very experienced hunger striker, Dolores Huerta with the United Farm Workers, Cesar Chavez, of course, who's not with us, but I'm sure he'd be with you.
Yeah.
He's certainly
like
there in spirit.
So.
Diane Wilson, I was hearing today, the environmental activist, she was saying, on a shrimp boat in the Gulf of Mexico along the Texas coast.
Yep.
But obviously there's more than big names involved in this, and a lot of people that are holding it down. Currently, what kind of numbers are you seeing outside the White House? The visible people that are right there on the street.
Sure. Well, on the 4th of July, we had our largest numbers because most people had the day off and actually could come and fast with us in front of the White House. So we had a couple hundred on that day. There will be a constant presence until Camp Casey. That is until Cindy Sheehan goes to Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch and asks him what noble cause her son died for, as she did last year. She's going to go back.
Right.
So on August 14th, the entire everyone who's right now fasting in front of the White House will actually move to Camp Casey. But currently, we'll have always at least 10 people in front of the White House for the next month.
All right. Okay, and shift gears a little bit here.
Sure.
I'm a kind of an independent media junkie, so mm-hmm. I've been seeing this covered in independent media, Democracy Now, as I mentioned before, truthout.org.
Right. Uh-huh.
What is your sense? What kind of calls are you getting from, you know, what we'll call the corporate media or mainstream media?
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a great response from both. Obviously, the independent media has been picking up on this, has picked up on it faster and with a more concerted response than the corporate media. We have to do a little bit more work to get their attention. But we've had an amazing response, actually. We have... This has been airing on NBC, it's been airing on CNN, on Fox, both news and radio. It's gone over all the wires, AP, Reuters, UPI. It's being, therefore, run in papers both internationally and here at home. And we're also getting picked up by the conservative press. Actually, Rush Limbaugh just mentioned us on his show today, which was interesting.
I'm sure it was interesting.
It was definitely not the most complimentary thing.
Right.
But the blogs are going crazy. I mean, we've definitely seen a reaction. I think this has really struck a chord among people across the country. We actually, the last day I was in Washington, I just left last night. We had somebody fly up from Florida who was watching TV and saw it on TV and said, I have to be there. And so he walked on, you know, called up his boss, said, I need to take a couple days off. And he walked out to a plane and showed up at the White House the following day without any resources, without anything. So we've definitely, you know, in terms of media response, I believe that's really what we should be using the media for, is to reach out to people who maybe haven't heard of Code Pink before, or haven't done a hunger strike, or haven't really acted out against the war, who are inspired by this and think that this is something that they can participate in. So with that in mind, we've actually opened this up so people who can't go on a long-term hunger strike can also participate. You can go on a one-day fast, a two-day fast, a rolling fast. You can fast for as long as you can and then pass it on to somebody else in your community to keep it going throughout the summer.
Okay, so are you, you're obviously suggesting that people go to troopshomefast.org.
Uh-huh.
There you can register to participate in the fast and also give other kinds of support, I'm sure.
Right, and there's also resources there, too, because fasting doesn't do all that much good if you're not visible and people don't know that you're doing it. So there's also resources for reaching out to your local media, pressuring your local representative to sign on to anti-war legislation, and more.
Do you know of other communities where active fasts are happening in a public setting as is happening in Washington, D.C. at this point?
Yeah, well, I am actually, my Google alerts have been going crazy recently on this. I've seen press from Peoria, Illinois, from Portland, Maine. I just got a call this morning from someone in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Apparently people are fasting there. And here in San Francisco, where I am currently, people are fasting in front of Dianne Feinstein's office, pressuring her to sign on for the Harkin bill.
Mm-hmm.
At least those four, and I'm sure there's more. That's just the things that I've been getting pressed and showing up in my inbox. So, again, Code Pink has over 250 local chapters, and a lot of them have been very activated by this. And a lot of them are also participating in solidarity fasts across the country.
Okay, well, obviously, because it's at the White House, and then we'll move to Camp Casey, the specific focus is in George W. Bush and his administration's direction, but I think also, obviously, you're trying to inspire others in the movement against the war and calling for peace to step up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is really, you know, I'm going to forget who exactly said this. It was either Diane Wilson or Cindy Sheehan, but talked about how we've done lots of actions to pressure George Bush to do things, and we've done lots of actions to pressure, you know, the peace movement to really galvanize itself and get off its feet, or get on its feet and really start acting against the war, because if we do nothing, then things are going to stay the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that this is really for ourselves. This is really to prove to we are all dedicated. We don't need any more proof of that. But it's really to bring it home, to bring, again, as I said, to bring the suffering and pain of war home, and to really find out how strong we really are. Gandhi called fasting soul power, and Diane Wilson loves to quote that. She says that, you know, we have people power, we have the power to change Congress and make them sign legislation, but this is power within ourselves.
Right. Well, I think I loose a description of what Gandhi stated about nonviolence is that it's a true nonviolent action or force, if you want to call it that. There has to be a sacrificial, self-sacrifice part of it, a toll that the person has to take. That's the true, you know, spiritual depth of it, is that you're actually saying, I'm gonna commit something here to show the strength of what I believe in. So,
exactly.
And this is incredibly impressive, and I do hope to we can keep people in touch and talk to folks that are participating, and hopefully build some a little bit of momentum through radio and the internet here as we go along.
Well, we appreciate your help. We survive through the coverage of radio stations like this one. So.
Yes. Well, I thank you, Meredith, for taking the time. I know you're very busy, and that's the way it should be. I
Great.
Hope you keep very busy.
Thank you so much.
With interviews and all that, and hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Great.
That was Meredith Dearborn of Code Pink and Global Exchange. If you want more information about the Troops Home Fast or you wish to participate or support them, go to troopshomefast.org.